of 41 degrees. Friday night, cloudy, with a low temperature of 20 degrees and north winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, much colder, with a high temperature of 26 and north winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, sunshine, colder, with a high temperature around 13 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the Weatherology Weather Center.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Another Tuesday night means high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are post-holiday break and back into the full swing of things here in Northeast Kansas. Glad to be a part of your Tuesday night, wherever you may be. We appreciate you for hanging out with us. It's a big East League showdown here tonight in Sabetha. The Blue Jays taking on Holton, and the Wildcats come calling in a big East League doubleheader here. The girls about 4.5 minutes from tipping off, and then the boys will wrap it up in the doubleheader here tonight. Get our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. A little tidbit here about the girls' game here coming up. Sabetha coming in, still looking for win number one. They are 0-6 on the year, and the Wildcats on the other side playing about as good as anybody over the last few weeks in the Big East League after an 0-2 start with losses to Burlington and Silver Lake. Lady Cats have come back with four straight wins, and they're off to an undefeated start in Big East League play. It's the Wildcats of Holton and the Blue Jays of Sabetha. High school basketball gets going right after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening tip-off tonight between the Blue Jays and the Wildcats here on KNZA. There's a multitude of ways you can either view or listen to our broadcast tonight. Of course, right here dialed in 103.9 FM KNZA. We are also queued up on the Sabetha and Holton channels. Of course, these two teams duking it out in Sabetha here tonight. We got a full cast and a full crew on hand. Chance Link, studio producer. We got Amanda and Logan here for the Sabetha Channel, keeping us locked in and on the air. Brandon Tadman here getting you set moments away from the opening tip. We'll get the starting lineups here in just a second. Logan, let's bring you in real quick. Again, a Blue Jays team trying to get right. You know, nine straight losses going back to the end of last year. The offense still trying to find its way early. They've played a very difficult schedule, and second-year head coach Joseph Gruber just trying to find some momentum and get some kind of positivity going here against a very good Lady Cats team here tonight.
Yeah, and the difference between last year's girls team and this year's, they play with a little bit more fire, a little bit more fight each game. Obviously, sometimes the scoreboard might not show it. You know, like last week with St. Mary's, kind of looked like it was a runaway, which obviously, you know, going up against a really special talent in, on a girls' side of things and Hayden Heim, you know, gives a lot of team troubles. But the biggest thing you alluded to it is they haven't won a game yet. Last year, they had one win at Christmas break, and that was against Royal Valley. Well, they already played Royal Valley here once this year and didn't get it done right before break this season. So still looking for that first win, and you're going in a game like this, you're playing a really good Holton team, which, you know, if you're Coach Joe Gruber, you're just trying to make sure that your team does the little things right. You know, last Friday, 29 turnovers in their game against St. Mary's. That's something you want to see improve from last week's game to a game like tonight.
Well, let's get you the starting lineups here for the girls' game tonight. We'll start with the road team, as always. That is the Lady Wildcats of Holton under six-year head coach Kurt Heisler. Four wins, two losses. They are 2-0 in Big East League play. It'll be Brooke Wilcott, the 5'11 senior, leading scorer at just under 15 points per game. Lily Tanking also in the starting lineup, a 5'8 junior, south of 5 points per game. Kaya Taylor, a 5'4 senior guard, right north of 10 points per game. Laura Larrison is a 6-foot senior, 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then Elizabeth Schuster, 6-foot senior. She's off to a great start here this season, averaging nearly 14 points and 11 rebounds per game. So, again, for Coach Heisler and the Wildcats, Wilcott Tanking, Taylor, Larrison, and Schuster. For second-year head coach Joseph Gruber and the Lady Blue Jays of Sabetha, 0-6 to start. They're going to go like this here tonight. Carson Meyer and Chloe Detweiler in the backcourt, 5'6 senior. And a 5'7 junior, respectively. Kira Keim also out there, a 5'3 junior. Audrey Herman, a little bit of size down low, 6 foot senior. And then Paxton Michael, the 5'7 sophomore, leading point getter for this Blue Jays team at just south of 10 points per game. And Brandon Tamman alongside Logan Bitterman. We got Amanda helping out as well. Chance Link, our studio producer. You look at kind of the maybe keys to the game tonight, Logan. I see the size, you know, potentially being an issue with the likes of Larrison, Schuster, Becca Lassie as well, we saw in the junior varsity game, but this is a good-sized Holton Wildcats team. They're going to really try to look down low, keep it in the post, and try to kind of control the paint and the dominance in this game through that portion.
Yeah, the biggest key, or a couple keys for Sabetha, if you want to try to find a win against a team like Holton tonight, you just lose to it at the height. Well, for Sabetha, biggest thing, I just said it last week, 29 turnovers in that game Friday. That's something you cannot have tonight in a game like this, but the fast break opportunities. If they're there, you got to try to get them every chance you get.
So here we go. We are off and running in our girls' contest. First of two in this Big East League doubleheader tonight. The Wildcats of Holton in their road, all blue uniforms, with the opening possession from right to left. Schuster, a baseline pass to the right wing, and nothing but net on a right wing three right out the gate. That's Lily Tanking. Wasting no time, Tanking her fifth triple of the season. And the Wildcats, 25 seconds in, have a 3-0 lead. And now they get one right at midcourt and then back-to-back turnovers, which is going to lead to a potential two-point shot that's up and no good for Sabetha. But they get an offensive rebound with Paxton Michael. Her three hits the rim twice and falls out. Now another offensive rebound corralled here by the Blue Jays, nicely done by Herman. So back-to-back offensive rebounds and another right wing three is no good. And finally a tie-up inside. That is with Tanking and Herman. And the possession arrow is going to, I believe, keep it right here with the Blue Jays. So they've had a couple of offensive rebounds here early. Some good looks from the outside, just unable to convert. Sabetha again looking for their first win since February 13th of last season. And they get a chance at the free throw line here. This is going to be Carson Meyer, who was fouled on the right side of the floor. Schuster picks up the foul, her first, team number one. So Carson Meyer now at the line, her fifth free throw attempt of the season is on the way, and that hits front off the short rim and falls off to the right side. So a 3-0 start. Lily Tanking, an opening three for the Wildcats. Not quite a minute into this opening quarter. Myers second. It's high off the heel, chased down by Tanking. 0 for 2 there for the Blue Jays. A minute into this game, the Wildcats out to a 3-0 lead. Here's Wilcott, skips a pass left side. Taylor now into the corner. Tanking again, wide open. She left this one short. Able to get her own rebound. She puts one up on a second attempt. It's short, but a foul. And a chance for free throws here for the 5'8 junior, Lily Tanking. And Detweiler picks up the first Blue Jays foul. At 6:49 to go opening quarter. 3-0, the Wildcats lead, trying to add to it. And Tanking connects on the first free throw. She's got all four here for Holton. That was her fifth free throw attempt of the season. This is number 6 on the way. She got them both. So a 5-0 start for the Wildcats, all five from Tanking. Blue Jays back into the front court from left to right. This is Keim, right side, now working towards the near side corner. Picks it up on the wing, quickly doubled, bouncing into the short corner. Good pass back to the top of the key. Now a right wing three by Keim as well, short. Offensive rebound try is no good, and now tipped around again a couple of times, and another tie-up inside, and it's going to go back to the Wildcats. So we have seen the Blue Jays crash the offensive glass here early. They have had second and third opportunities, but still unable to get on the scoreboard. Now they show a little bit of pressure here, and they cause a steal at midcourt. And they give it right back. So that's twice the teams have exchanged turnovers. 5-0 our score. Holton with the lead. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Schuster, a elbow jump shot from the left side. No rebound, and then taken away immediately after Herman got the rebound. Then they give it right back once again. So these teams exchanging turnovers three separate times here in the first 2 minutes. Wildcats out to a 5-0 lead, Tanking with all five. Blue Jays still trying to get on the scoreboard, and they turn it over. It's off the fingertips of Keim and out of bounds for turnover number 4. Well, Logan, you mentioned before we started here the turnover number for this Blue Jays team in that loss to St. Mary's last time out. And just kind of picking up where they left off here, just 4 already here early on in this game.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit more careful with the ball, and you just got to look it in when you get the pass.
Wilcott getting her own rebound off a drive from the left corner, and she's fouled on the second attempt. So Brooke Wilcott now a chance at the line for the Wildcats. Second foul against the Blue Jays, and that one against Herman, which is her first. Brooke Wilcott, she's been great, 14.7 points per game. That leads the Wildcats. And her first free throw is good for her first point here tonight. 61% of the line. That was her 42nd free throw attempt of the season. So she gets to the line often, by far and away the most makes and attempts from the stripe. Second one short, rebound for Herman. 1-for-2 trip there for Brooke Wilcott. A 6-0 lead here for the Wildcats. 5.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Blue Jays at home tonight looking for win number 1. Wildcats are in a zone defense. Trying to get it to the free throw line. Tipped out near midcourt. Picked up by Meyer. Meyer splits two. Dumps it inside to Herman. Gets to the block. Kicks it right. This is Keim who fires a three. Hit nothing but backboard. Another Herman offensive rebound. Second attempt short. And then finally cleared away by Taylor for Holton. Herman's already got 5 rebounds here. 3 on the offensive end. And now Wilcott a hard drive. And a little bit of the body there, but no whistle, no call. Blue Jays clear it the other way. Still, 6-0, Blue Jays, trying to find that first point here tonight. 4:45 to go opening quarter. Left side pass, Paxton Michael, and it's taken away by Wilcott at midcourt. She's got nobody to deal with. Right-handed layup is good, and a timeout on the floor. First field goal for the Wildcats, for Wilcott that is, but they're out to an 8-0 lead at 4:35 to go in this opening quarter. It's a full, and we'll follow suit. Good start for the Wildcats here in the girls' contest. We step aside. A tight 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight powered by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We got a full crew and a full house on hand here in Sabetha tonight. Blue Jays taking on Holton. Always fun when these two teams get together. View us up on either the Sabetha or Holton channels. Go to mscsports.net, listen live, click on the link that you prefer, and we will have all the coverage here tonight. Of course, girls game just underway. Boys will follow in the nightcap. Out of the timeout, Blue Jays trying to find an answer. They trail 8-0, not quite halfway into this first quarter. Go inside to Herman on the block, trying to dump it back to the other side of the floor. Gets it into the corner, and that's Michael who had it knocked away and out of bounds by Taylor. Good defense for Taylor and the Wildcats, so the Blue Jays will throw it in. Left side of their own backboard. This is going to be Keim to throw it in. Hesitates on the initial give, still hesitating. Now dumps it high left back beyond the three-point line to Detweiler. Here's Meyer driving right, picks it up in the corner. Back to the top of the key. A couple bodies a little confused on where the pass was going, and now a jump ball right at the top of the key. Fortunate for the Blue Jays. They're going to keep this possession. Well, Logan, the Blue Jays have had, I think, about four, maybe five offensive rebounds here in the first quarter. Multiple second chance and even third chance opportunities, yet they're still trying to find those first points tonight.
Yeah, they just the offense struggles a little bit. It's just trying to find a rhythm and trying to stay with it.
Had some good looks, just unable to convert. Wildcats out to an 8-0 lead, trying to win their fifth game in a row. They are 4-2 coming in, and now another turnover as Wilcott, team leader in steals for the Wildcats, collects another. Trying to get it up the floor quickly. Detweiler last to touch this one out of bounds. Looking for tanking short corner left. And we'll get a sub into the game for the Blue Jays. Krista Mennell, 5'7 junior, onto the floor. First time here tonight. Also as well, Morgan Tademan as well. A couple new Blue Jays in. Well, one thing with this Blue Jays team, they'll play a lot of bodies for sure. A lot of girls have played through the first six games of this season. Here's Wilcott, nice little ball fake, shimmies to the rack, and missed the layup on the right side. Boy, would love to have that one back. Detweiler clears it away. Still 8-0 our score, 5 from tanking, 3 from Wilcott. Just under 3.5 minutes to go in this first eight. Here's Meyer, top of the key, bounce pass right to Mennold, her first touch here of the game. Now stopped at the free throw line, right back to Mennold on the right wing, dribbling short corner right, has to kick it back out. Now they get it to Detweiler at the free throw line, and she banks it in straight away. So the first points for Chloe Detweiler, and the Blue Jays on the board. It's now 8-2. Here's Wilcott, right corner. Kind of a half-hearted double team. Gets out of there. Taylor now left side. It goes to tanking. Right at Schuster to the free throw line. Jump shot was too strong with it. Meyer the rebound. Blue Jays have the advantage in the rebound totals early. But right now they don't have the advantage on the scoreboard. It's 8-2. Wildcats. This is Mennold, right side on the wing. It goes to Meyer in the corner, and they get a touch inside for Tademan. She's fouled from behind, and that should be on the floor. I think that's Tanking who picks up the foul. Laura Larson back into the game here for the Wildcats. Schuster gets a breather. And the 8 points divvied up between Tanking with 5 and Wilcott for 3. The lone 2 by Detweiler for the Blue Jays. Here's Mennold up top to Paxton Michael, leading scorer for the Blue Jays, just south of 10 a game. Meyer again working on a Wilcott. Wilcott hounding, diving on the floor, nearly coming away with a steal. Finally, they dump it back to Meyer, far side, high left on the wing. Hounding near midcourt, right side pass to Michael on the wing. Puts it on the dribble towards the corner, picks it up there, goes back up top to Detweiler. Now Meyer again hesitates a downward drive and kicks it right. That's an air ball three from the right wing, trying to save it. And doing so was Mennold, but right to the wrong team as now the Wildcats move it from right to left. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 8-2 our score. Into the right corner. Wilcott had a three blocked. Good defense over there on the far side by Mennold. And it's cleared away by the Blue Jays and Detweiler. Wildcats, the 6-point lead here. Coming up on the final 90 seconds of the quarter. Left wing three, short, into the hands of Meyer. The rebound numbers piling up here for the Blue Jays, yet they're down 6 in the quarter. Tipped out by Wilcott. She comes away with another steal. Boy, incredible stuff in hands for Wilcott there. Averaging over 4 steals a game. She's already got a couple here in the first 6 minutes. Wildcats try to add to this lead. They get it to the top of the key with Taylor. Wilcott, instead of an open three, diving in, floating one, missing everything but backboard, clearing that one off the miss. Paxton Michael for the Blue Jays. Final 65 seconds in this opening quarter of our girls' contest tonight. 8-2, the Wildcats leading. See how they want to handle this last, now 55 seconds and counting. Here's Middled. Now Michael, left side to Meyer. Right side pass, Michael, over once again to Middled. They get it at the elbow. Nice bounce pass, Taidman inside. Shot up, no, but a foul. And Taidman's going to shoot two. And Tanking picks up her second foul. That'll get a Wildcat over to the scorer's table. Taidman at the line. Getting some early minutes here. First free throw too strong. That was just her third free throw attempt of the season. Schuster back into the game. Wilcott gets a seat. Larison also out there, still with Tanking with the two fouls. Also, Olivia Doney's checked in as well. Second one misfiring as well. 0-for-2. Rebound for Doney, who just checked in. Final 35 seconds here in this opening quarter, and the Wildcats holding an 8-2 lead. Taylor directing traffic between the rings out high. Doney a touch left side on the wing. Go down to the block. Schuster skipping. Tanking. Up top Taylor. Good reversal. Doney again. Down to 20 seconds. Schuster working in the paint. Kicks it right to Tanking. Right back to Schuster diving in from the free throw line. Clock stopped at 14 seconds. The Wildcats turn it over. I think they called a travel there on Schuster. Four turnovers here in the first 7-plus minutes for the Wildcats. 13 seconds here for the Blue Jays. They push it into the front court with Michael. Down to 9 seconds. Now Meyer in the corner. She is quickly doubled. Tough spot there. Throwing it inside. Schuster the steal. Another turnover. Schuster has a second. She gets it up at midcourt. Nearly got it to go. But that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. A little light in the scoring department over the last half of that first 8 minutes. But the Wildcats the advantage. An 8-2 lead after one. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Offense kind of shied away from both teams last 3 or 4 minutes of that first quarter, but the Holton Wildcats in our girls game, an 8-2 advantage here at Sabetha. As we start quarter number two here on KNZA, Schuster a post touch. Tanking now bouncing one inside. Larison trying to find Schuster on a touch. It's taken away. Had the right idea. Turnover number 5 by the Wildcats. And now the first possession of the second quarter here for the Blue Jays. Just trying to find something on offense. It has been a struggle so far. 6 games into the year, averaging just 27 points per game. And just a 2 spot in that opening 8 minutes here against the Wildcats. They nearly turn it over. But Sophia Haberkamp driving baseline gets caught in a double team, and she will travel with it. The turnover's an issue here for the Blue Jays. As Brooke Wilcott comes back into the game for the Wildcats. Lily Tanking the leading scorer for Holton with 5. Wilcott has 3 in the lone 2 for Sabetha from Chloe Detweiler. And Larison gets a good look, gets her own miss, and now a chance for free throws as she's fouled on that second chance putback. The Blue Jays pick up their first foul of the quarter, and it's Audrey Herman who now has 2. This puts Larison at the line. Laird is sitting at the line, able to connect on the first free throw, and she has dabbled into the scorebook for the first time here tonight. That was her 16th free throw attempt and her sixth make of the year. Here's Macy Trahoda, 6-foot sophomore, a little more size in the post here for the Blue Jays, 9-2. Wildcats by 7, Larrison trying to go 2-for-2, the righty fires, a little strong off the heel, Schuster, too much height, she puts it back and in. All-league and All-State a year ago and averaging a double-double so far and gets into the books for the first time, now 11-2 in favor of the Wildcats here on the road. 1 minute gone by, quarter number 2, Wilcott hounding the ball carrier and Michael up top, and now Wilcott comes away with a steal, but her foot was on the out-of-bounds line. And fortunate for the Blue Jays, that could have been transition and numbers for the Wildcats if she was able to keep that one in. Here's Paxton Michael, throws it into the backcourt here. Kime now with a touch, couple feet in front of midcourt, angles left, goes high left on the wing, gets it right back up top. Now goes right to Haverkamp, right back up top to Kime. Those two play a little hot potato back and forth as Holton tries to extend out this zone, and Larrison bats away the skip pass to the far side of the floor all the way out of bounds. The Blue Jays will throw it in near midcourt. 6:35 left in the half. Wildcats 11, Blue Jays 2. Blue Jays just trying to find some bit of momentum on the offensive end. They've had a lot of rebounds and second chance opportunities, but the turnovers again an issue, and now they lose the handle. Out of bounds it goes, and yet another turnover right on cue. And 9 turnovers in the first quarter, already 2 early ones here in quarter number 2. As Chloe Detweiler checks back in, Tademan gets a seat. Blue Jays show a little press here in the full court. Wildcats methodical trying to get it to the middle of the floor with Schuster. They finally do, now ahead of steam. She'll go coast to coast from midcourt, and a little floater with the right hand has banked it off the window. So Schuster, all 4 of her points here in the first 2 minutes of quarter number 2, and the lead is 11 at now 13-2. Blue Jays scrambling here near midcourt, and now another timeout for head coach Joe Gruber. It's a 30, we'll keep it right here. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Logan Biederman alongside Brandon Tamman with you, ChanceLink studio producer, full house and a full crew, but turnovers, the issue, and the amount of shots that the Blue Jays have been able to get up on the second chance opportunities, even some third chance opportunities. It just seems like on that end of the floor, someone's put something on top of that bucket, not allowing them to score.
Yeah, the good thing for Smith right now is, you said it, the second chance opportunities. And you talked about it, Brandon, the heights, you know, just looking at it coming out in starting lineups. But Smith has been able to find a way to get the offensive rebound, to get second and even third chance opportunities. They just got to convert on them. The biggest thing right now for Smith, obviously the outside shot's not going, so just try to get it inside. Try to find a rhythm offensively, and then just build from there.
So out of the timeout, Meyer driving, gets it off left side on the wing to Michael, works it back top of the key, hands it off to Haverkamp right there, hounded by Wilcott. Wilcott already has a few steals here in this first half, team leader for the Wildcats over the last 2 years. Here's Michael on the wing, back up top to Haverkamp, looking left, goes that way to Meyer. Now Meyer finds a wide-open body down low, another missed bunny, and it's picked up by Schuster. Blue Jays can't catch a break, and then Schuster losing the handle and now called for a double dribble. Boy, wide open was Kime on the right block, just unable to finish right at the rim. They do get it back after the double dribble call against Schuster. Meyer picks it up, in between the rings out high. Michael getting into the paint, losing it, and then Taylor comes away with the steal. She's bumped and fouled after that. So another Blue Jays turnover. Wildcats take the possession as Meyer picks up the foul. That is her first, and a couple of fouls racked up here early by the Blue Jays. Doney checks out. Larrison, Schuster, Wilcott, Taylor, and tanking the starting 5 into the game currently here for the Wildcats. Taylor into the front court, right to left. On the wing left now, it goes to tanking. Back up top to Wilcott. Looks right, goes back left. Tanking thought about it. Instead finds Schuster off into the corner. She goes up top to Taylor, and then she is hounded and fouled by Meyer, and Meyer quickly picks up foul number 2. into the game, Krista Minold. And still 4:53 to go here in this second quarter. And just one more foul to give by the Blue Jays before the Wildcats are in the bonus. Here's Kaya Taylor with it. 5'4 senior, head of the circle. Left side pass it goes. This is tanking. They find Larrison inside through a double team, but Schuster on the backside. Nobody blocks her out. That's too easy. Offensive rebound stick back. She's done that a couple of times already. Schuster, all six of her points here in quarter number two. And the lead keeps slowly growing. It's now at 13, at 15-2, at 4.5 minutes to go in the half. And head coach Joseph Gruber has to call another timeout as Michael was struggling to get it across midcourt. It's a 30, so again, we'll keep it right here. Well, what do you say? I mean, it's just, you've had a lot of looks. We saw that one picture perfect with Kime down low, who was wide open. That kind of sums up at least what we have seen offensively from the Blue Jays here in the first half. Is you look up for Holton, you know, they've had their struggles in certain aspects, and they probably feel like they could have some more points on the board, but Blue Jays got to get something going, and they got to get it going quickly before this lead gets any bigger.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, again, we've seen several three-pointers, especially in the first quarter, but throughout the first half, that Spezza just, they're close, they just can't get them to drop. So for Spezza, your biggest thing is try to work it inside and either, one, get a layup, or second, get fouled and try to go to the line and try to get your points there.
Let's see what head coach Joseph Gruber is dialed up out of that timeout. They've already taken three timeouts in this first half, and the Blue Jays just trying to find something here. They trail the Wildcats 15-2 at 4.5 minutes to go or under that here in the first half. The Wildcats defense, Wilcott, just hounding up top, nearly causing another turnover. But Minold now, baseline drive, caught in a double team, and there's another steal as Wilcott picks up another. Wilcott, near side of the floor, little hesitation, stops on the block, kicks it left, tanking, nice ball fake, steps into a jump shot, halfway down and out, and a rebound cleared away off the miss by Paxton Michael. That was a good individual effort there by tanking, little shot fake into an open look from 19, just couldn't get it to fall. Here is Michael bouncing it high right on the wing, long pass far side of the floor to Kime. Look at this Holton defense. A lot of length out there, causing another turnover. And now Taylor wants to go coast to coast and missed the layup in transition. Kime able to pull down the miss, but was there to a slight degree to maybe affect that shot. Boy, both teams here in this first half missing them right around the rim. But a 15-2 lead here for the Wildcats. 3:10 to go in the half. With the basketball middled, hands it off here to Michael towards the right corner, wants to go baseline, maybe not the best move. It immediately caught in a double team, still fighting away from it, able to get it back out to the wing right. Now back to the top of the key. Michael, a three, gets a look, it misses left. Chasing it down in the far corner is Wilcott out of bounds. And Wilcott the last to touch it, so the Blue Jays will keep it here. 2:50 to go in the half, 15-2 our score, Wildcats by 13. Couple of subs in for the Blue Jays. The lone two for Sabetha here in this first half from Chloe Detweiler. Wildcats got six from Schuster, five from Tanking, and three from Wilcott. Also a point from Larrison as well from the line. Had it knocked away into the corner. Michael driving. She is fouled on the floor before the shot. First foul against the Wildcats here in the second quarter at 2:43 to go. So Tanking picks up her third. That is something to keep an eye on. Tanking now three fouls, yet she will stay on the floor. Here's Michael, up top to Detweiler, right back into the corner. Meyer gets a look from three, missed everything, chasing it down near side of the floor. Taylor able to pick it up and push the tempo as they get a shot inside by Tanking. And good, and the foul off the window. Lily Tanking, an and one opportunity. She's got seven and a chance at one more. As Michael picks up the foul, team foul number four. And Tanking at the line, she's already 2 for 2 from the stripe tonight, trying to add to what is right now a game-high 7 points. And she can't do so. Tipped around, Larrison, the offensive rebound. Trying to find someone to get it off to, and then tried to find Schuster on the elbow, and it's taken away. Good defense by the Blue Jays. 7 turnovers here in the first half by the Wildcats. Just over 2 minutes to go in this half. It's a 17-2 advantage here for Holton on the road. Wildcats have won 4 consecutive games coming in as Meyer pulls one from the elbow. A little bit too strong. Larrison the rebound for the Wildcats. So a one-and-done possession there for the Blue Jays. Now the Wildcats give it right back. Taylor looking for Larrison across midcourt. She wasn't ready for that pass. Doni checks back in here for the Wildcats, and now Tanking hits a much-needed breather now with three fouls. She's got a game-high 7 points, though, here in the first half. The Wildcats in control. It's a 17-2 lead. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Blue Jays just trying to find some points. They have not scored in a hot minute. And by hot minute, I mean about 2 or 3 minutes into the game. There's a shot short. Wilcott able to grab the rebound right at the free throw line. Wilcott, she can do this coast to coast, and she's locked up at the rim, and a foul's called. Free throw's coming up here for Brooke Wilcott. I think they get the foul on Herman. Or no, that's going to be on Michael, beg your pardon. Second on Michael in the final 1:32 here in the half. Free throws and bonus opportunities for the Wildcats. Wilcott, first free throw pure. Now 2 for 3 at the line in this first half. She's got 4 points. 61% foul shooter on the year. Wildcats as a team coming into tonight just south of 58%. Next freebie is good. Another point for Brooke Wilcott. She's got 5 and a timeout. And we'll follow as well. It's a full 19-2 Wildcats. 92 seconds to go in the half. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Too good to be true.
It's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:32 to go until halftime here at our girls' game tonight in Sabetha. Blue Jays just trying to find something on offense. The Wildcats of Holton, a 19-2 lead. Get Logan Bitterman alongside, ChanceLink studio producer. Appreciate Amanda helping out here with the channels as well. Brandon Tamman, of course, with you here on KNZA. Someone has got to pull the lid off that bucket for the Blue Jays because they have just not been able to really find much on that end of the floor.
Yeah, it's just been kind of a constant all year for the Lady Jays. They have their opportunities, and they just can't get the shots to fall. They just got to find something.
Well, finally, there's an attack by Meyer missing the shot. Herman had a second chance, tipped up, and finally right at the baseline, thought it was going out of bounds, and finally picked up by Doni. So, again, offensive rebound opportunities. Meyer had a chance, Herman had a chance, and then finally cleared away by Doni for the Wildcats. Just unable to get much going here. The Blue Jays on offense. Here's Schuster at the elbow, trying to fight through three white jerseys and gets it out to Taylor for a wide open three. And Kaya Taylor, 15 triples on the year now, and that makes it 22-2. It's under a minute to go here in the half. Just a bizarre score here as we're about 16 minutes into this game, and now there's Taylor tying up Meyer, and that's going to be the possession arrow, keeping it here with the Blue Jays with 40 seconds remaining in the half. The lone two by Detweiler, and they have put together some offensive rebounds, second chance, even some third chance opportunities right around the rim. Just nothing has fallen. Now Wilcott got her paw on a pass to deflect it away. Bodies hit the floor, another tie-up, and back to Holton it goes with 32 seconds remaining. Now if you're the Wildcats, an opportunity to play for the final shot and really put a stamp on this first half. Here's Taylor into the front court from right to left, 25 seconds and counting. Here's Doni, a touch left side on the wing, looking back to the top of the key. Instead, Taylor in the corner for three. She did it again. Kaya Taylor, back-to-back threes. And it's now 25-2 with 12 seconds remaining in the half. Just barely across midcourt, Paxton Michael down to 7 seconds, and they turn it over. Goodness. Well, now the Wildcats, 6.1 seconds left. Doni bouncing it in. Taylor picks it up on the run right at midcourt. Wilcott, ball fakes, Taylor a look, top of the key, in and out. That takes us to halftime. Boy, that was a great look and a heat check opportunity for Kaya Taylor after making back-to-back threes. Couldn't get that third one to fall, but nonetheless, we are at the half in what was a dominant Wildcat performance here at Sabetha. Holton leading this one 25-2 in the first two quarters. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, but far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll talk about it after a timeout as we continue on. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from dead. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls score at the half here in Sabetha tonight. And if you are head coach Joe Gruber and the Blue Jays, just trying to find some answers after what was a not particularly great first half as the Holton Wildcats, who played about as good as anybody here in the Big East over the last couple of weeks, four straight wins coming in and coming off a big win against Hiawatha last time out. 25-2, Logan, that's what we have on the scoreboard right now. Again, a Blue Jays team that have had multiple second and even third chance opportunities with some offensive rebounding, which has been a positive for them, yet someone's got to pull the lid off because everything that goes up, even the ones that are close, just somehow seem to pop out. Chloe Detweiler had a two about 3 minutes into the game, and the Blue Jays have not scored since.
Yeah, and you watch some of their, especially their shots more inside as far as right up by the basket, and it looks like they put just a little bit too much strength into the shot. The way it misses, hits the backboard, goes off the rim, and the biggest thing is just kind of settle down. You know, and I've said it a couple times, Brandon, you just got to find a rhythm. And the biggest thing, you said it, if you're Coach Joe Gruber, kind of what are you thinking? Maybe what are you saying to your girls right now? You know, you're down 25-2 in a game like this. The biggest thing is, obviously, it's kind of in the back of your mind, kind of maybe looking ahead as well, is Friday, you're going to play Riley County. This next matchup, so you kind of let's look at it. You got Riley County coming up Friday, who's going to be a pretty decent team you're going to have to play. Maybe not to the caliber of Holton. Obviously, that will be we'll have to see on Friday. But then you got Nemaha Central in the remake on Saturday, which you know Nemaha Central is going to be a really good game for Sabetha. Regardless of how both teams are playing, because it seems like those two teams match up. And then you got Burlington next week. So the biggest thing is, one, you got to find ways that you can improve. Even if you don't win games, you got to find ways you can improve. Talked about it last week on Friday. 29 turnovers, and so far they're already up close to 15.
Yeah, 16.
If not 15, yeah, 16.
16
so
in the first half.
You're 13 away from having the same that you had last Friday. Not really the stat line you want to see back-to-back games, especially after the break when you were kind of starting to settle down on turning the ball over. So you just kind of find a way to minimize that and, you know, keep longer possessions and, again, try to work it inside and get easier basket or easier shot opportunities.
So again, 25-2, the Wildcats leading here on the road at the half. Let's go through some of the numbers for the Wildcats. Pretty balanced with four of their starters really in the mix and evenly matched. You got seven in the game from Lily Tanking. They got six apiece from Kaya Taylor, who had a couple of late threes in that second quarter, and then Elizabeth Schuster as well, 6 points and a few rebounds. Also Brooke Wilcott, 5 points in that first half. And we say 25-2, those 2 points for the Blue Jays off the fingertips of Chloe Detweiler early on in the first quarter. So again, the drought offensively for the Blue Jays continuing into the second half. And Blue Jays, unofficially, with the stats that we keep, but Blue Jays have out-rebounded the Wildcats in the first half, 16-12. Yet again, how many of those were on the offensive end? How many of those were right back at the rim? And again, just somehow when it looks like it's in, it just doesn't appear that way. Sometimes those nights happen, but it's something's got to change. And if you're Joe Gruber, what's kind of the change at halftime, or what are you trying to get done to maybe claw your way back into this game?
I think a lot of it is you got to tell the girls, hey, you know, let's try to work the ball inside. Either you get an easy basket, or possibly maybe you get somebody off their feet and you get an easy foul and you get to go to the free throw line. Maybe you get some foul trouble going for Holton in the second half. But you got to find a way, and it starts, you know, Brandon, you know Coach Scott Berger.
Oh, of
course. He's the coach of the boys for Sabetha.
Of course.
Obviously playing for Sabetha, any player will tell you, me or anybody else who's played for Coach Scott Berger, he always came out with, you know, the numbers as far as this shot, obviously an inside shot, it's a higher percentage chance it's going to go in than an outside shot. If the outside shot's not falling, you got to say, hey, work it inside. The other thing he always used to like to say to us, which if you know, Coach Joe Gruber, he played for him. He played for Coach Scott Berger, so he kind of maybe has this in his mind, is the white square right next to the rim, that the rim is in. He said the ball hits any part of that, most likely it's going in the basket. You just got to put a little touch on it. You don't want to go up too strong. Maybe kind of use some of those philosophies and tell them, hey, if we kind of go with stuff like that, we can maybe start finding some baskets, getting some points, get stops on defense, bring it back the other way. And you said it, Brandon, just based off your numbers that you have, Sabetha, shorter in height, but out-rebounding a taller team.
Right.
Not something you don't typically see in a game like this, especially in high school.
So, again, the Wildcats led 8-2 after the first quarter, and then a 17-0 advantage for Holton in quarter number two. They lead it 25-2 at the half. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockhoff. Our second half coverage starts after a two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor, as we're getting set to start quarter number three in our girls game tonight. Excited for the boys tilt here with Holton and Sabetha coming up here later on, but still two more quarters in the girls game. Let's see if the Blue Jays can get something going, maybe on the other end of the floor, so they'll go right to left here as we sit up high in the bleachers here at Sabetha High School. It's all Wildcats, 25-2. Blue Jays scoring drought going a long way back to the early portions of the first quarter. Wildcats again hounding on the defensive end. They force 16 Blue Jay turnovers in the first half. There's a left wing three as Kime misfired, and now Wilcott, who grabbed the rebound, had it taken away from behind, and I think a foul as it was poked away. I think they get Wilcott with that. I wasn't 100% sure. So they do get Wilcott with the foul. Blue Jays get it back 30 seconds into this third quarter, trailing Holton 25-2. Dribbling around the perimeter is Michael, and just picking it up in a tough spot, bouncing it left side to Kime on the wing. Now working back towards the middle of the floor, right side bounce pass to Middled. Middled steps in, thought about a J, gets it back up top to Kime. Kime looks left, goes back right, finds Middled on the wing. Quickly closed out by two tall, lengthy players, and a drive by Middled. She's bumped and fouled on the baseline. The Wildcats picking up foul number two here in the quarter, not quite a minute in. As Schuster picks up her second. Blue Jays to throw it in, looking for their first points since the early portions of the first quarter. Wilcott tipping a pass right side. It finds the hands of Kime, and she is instantly called for a travel. Well, exactly a minute into this third quarter. 25-2. The Wildcats outscored the Blue Jays 17-0 in the second quarter. That included a pretty lengthy scoring drought themselves in the first quarter, which was an 8-2 Wildcat advantage. Here's Wilcott's right corner, driving in, had it knocked away, out of bounds, and a turnover. Good job on the baseline D there by Middled to force the ninth turnover by the Wildcats. The Blue Jays will get another opportunity here on offense. They push it into the front court with Michael. Looking right, goes back left. This is Middled on the wing. Now works it back right, skipping a pass into the corner, and it's out of bounds. Too much heat behind that pass, and Kine couldn't control. Well, it just feels like a rain, or when it rains, it pours kind of scenario here for the Blue Jays. Now at least first near 2 minutes of the third quarter. It's not that they're getting looks, really not getting much of any kind of rhythm on the offensive end. Here is a left corner three, short by Tanking, able to fight for her own rebound and keep it alive. Puts up another shot, no. This time cleared away by Detweiler for the Blue Jays. Third rebound in the game for Chloe Detweiler, who also has the lone 2 points for the Blue Jays in this game. And now Wilcott, active with the hands, coming away with another steal. 19 turnovers by the Blue Jays. Under 5:50 and counting, quarter number three, 25-2. We're still looking for our first points from either side in the third quarter. Schuster, down low to Larison, turning, firing off the front rim. Schuster diving quickly. I think she's going to draw the foul, I believe, on Herman. That will be Herman's third. That's just the size and athleticism of Schuster trying to attack the glass. And Herman not in the right position to get that rebound, and the inbounds pass taken away by Kine. There's a turnover by the Wildcats. Still at 25-2. 2.5 minutes into this third quarter, neither team has found any points. Nice cut there to Detweiler. Shot, no, didn't bank it in. Gets her own miss, and Larison comes away with the block, and then she is hounded and fouled after the fact. So Larison with a block shot and a rebound. Detweiler had an opportunity off a miss. And the fourth foul there on Herman. She'll have to come out. That's a tough break. So we still sit 25-2 in favor of the Wildcats at 5:13 and counting, quarter number three. Here's Wilcott, left corner. Gets to Larrison on the elbow, right back to Wilcott, up top to Tanking. Looks right, goes back left to Wilcott, puts it on the dribble. Heavy inside, shot no, but a foul. Wilcott will go to the line. Wilcott, 5 points, a rebound, 3 of 4 from the stripe here in the game tonight. In about 3 minutes into this period, Wilcott a chance to get the first points on either side here in this quarter. Her first freebie is good. And makes it 26-2 at 5:01 to go in the quarter. Sub in for the Blue Jays. Morgan Tademan's checked back in. Saw some minutes in the first half, but she gets the rebound off the miss by Wilcott. And the Blue Jays now with the basketball into the front court, near side to Haverkamp, skipping a pass far side to Michael on the wing right. Puts it on the dribble towards the corner, backed out by Larrison. Wilcott slowly closing in. Bounce pass to Keim. They get it up to Detweiler up top. She's instantly tied up. And the possession arrow back to the Wildcats. Another Blue Jays turnover. That is 20 turnovers in the game by the Blue Jays. 4:40 to go in this third quarter. It is still 26-2. We have 1 point here in this third quarter. A Wilcott free throw. It was 8-2 after one. Wildcats outscored the Blue Jays 17-0 in the second quarter, led 25-2 at the half, and 4.5 minutes and counting in the third, it's 26-2. Here's Doney up top, left side, Siegenhagen into the game for the Wildcats. Larrison back up top to Taylor. Another touch here for Siegenhagen. Right side, Doney along two. It was a little bit strong. Larrison fighting with a couple of jerseys on the back side, and she's blasted in the face. I think the tie-up's going to give it back to the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, another opportunity. Just over 4 minutes to go in the third. They trail here at home 26-2. Here is Keim. Now Michael bouncing one right back to Keim. Siegenhagen steps in and gets a steal. Gets it up the floor here to Taylor. Thought about racking up two defenders. Instead, steps back for a left wing three, and it is good. 9 points and 3 threes in the game for Kaya Taylor, and it's 29-2 Holton. It is becoming a blowout now. Blue Jays had a multitude of opportunities, but just nothing doing on the offensive end. Here's Haverkamp, D3, needing it, not getting it, but an offensive rebound for Keim. And they'll reset here. A drive by Haverkamp, picks it up at the elbow, knocked away by Taylor. And a foul's going to be called against the Wildcats. Right before Taylor got that steal. And it is Taylor who they get for the foul, her first, team third. Blue Jays to throw it in, right side of their own backboard. Michael gets a left corner three, and it's halfway down and out. And again, just nothing doing. Rebound cleared away by Becca Lassie, who has checked in. 6'1 sophomore for the Wildcats. Well, we watched a little bit of the junior varsity game. Lassie played a couple of quarters and just dominated. And they are happy to have her back, playing a little bit more on the varsity side. Get a foul on the floor here. That's going against Tademan. That's her second. 3:09 to go in the third, 29-2, Wildcats. Taylor, Siegenhagen, that's Doney in the corner along two, and she got it to go. First bucket tonight for Olivia Doney. Not much offense from her so far this year, but in the books tonight, 31-2 now the score. And once again, the Blue Jays looking for their first points since the early portions of the first quarter. And a lot of that credit to the Wildcats defense here tonight as well. They have extended out and they have hounded on the perimeter. Here's a tough shot. Nearly got to go was Haverkamp, but she is fouled and she will go to the line. So a chance to finally break the drought here at the line, Sophia Haverkamp. Well, the Blue Jays were 0-4 from the line in the first half. Make it 0-5. Foul was on Larrison. By the way, her first, team fourth. Both teams in the bonus. The final 2:34 here in the quarter. Haverkamp has one more opportunity here to snap the drought, and she's able to do so. The first point for the Blue Jays since the early minutes of the first quarter. It's now 31-3, and just south of 2.5 minutes to go in this quarter. Here's Doney. Lassie, a post touch, faking, firing, left it short. Good box out inside by Tademan to get the rebound. And the Blue Jays with Michael, far side of the floor, pushing from right to left. Michael surveying the defense, hesitates, jumps a pass to Keim, holds it at the right hip, puts it on the dribble waist high, goes right, bouncing it that way to Haverkamp, right back up top to Keim. Into the corner, Haverkamp backed out after a baseline drive, spun away by Siegenhagen. Siegenhagen playing great defense there. Near side pass, Michael a look, left wing three, it's a little bit strong, high off the rim, offensive rebound for Tademan. Another offensive rebound, meaning another chance at a three, and it's knocked in finally. Kira Keim puts one in from downtown. Her first points tonight, makes it 31-6, and now 90 seconds to go in the quarter. So the first field goal since the early minutes of this game. Here is Doney in the corner, back up top. Siegenhagen thought about it, not using the dribble. Now Doney gets another look, and she hits it again. Another long two from the left corner. Olivia Doney, all four here in the last about 65 seconds. It's 33-6 Wildcats. Just over a minute to go in this third. Here's Keim dribbling, top of the key, gets it right back. Trying to fire a pass through some trees, and it's knocked out around the perimeter. And now a travel is going to be called, I think, against Siegenhagen, who had the possession. So the Blue Jays will keep it. Tanking back into the game here for the Wildcats. Down to 57.6 seconds in the quarter. And wide open is Olivia Lang, who has checked in. She airballs a three and a rebound right into the hands of Schuster. Wildcats push up the floor. Wilcott lost it and taken away by Michael. Fourth turnover in the quarter by the Wildcats. 41 seconds and counting in this third. 33-6 is the Wildcats' lead. Wilcott continuing to hound on the defensive end here on the perimeter. Here's Michael in the right corner, looking, now skipping. Keim open, a three on the way, missing left side of the rim, tipped out near the free throw line, still on the floor. Bodies hit the floor, finally picked up by Tademan. And what's the call here? They might have got a timeout for the Blue Jays, and they do. So pinballs around in the paint. Tademan ultimately comes away with it, but head coach Joe Gruber says, we got to call a timeout. And they get that in with 22 seconds left in the quarter. With the Wildcats leading 33-6. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining. Brandon and Logan with you here as we rifle along here on the channels and 103.9. But at this point for the Blue Jays, just trying to find some good things on tape to kind of go over after this. And still got a quarter to go, but can you look up the scoreboard? 33-6, not ideal.
Yeah, it's not. And kind of a little bit like the first half, just not able to find a rhythm. In the second half, obviously that three by Kira Keim was big. Finally seeing one go in. It's just hard trying to get the ball around when you're just working around the perimeter and not really looking inside. And then when you finally do, they just crash so quick defensively that you don't have time to really, you know, say, hey, I can turn around and get a shot off. It's just the little things, again, is big for Spezza. And you just got to... Once again, just improve on them.
So Keim was able to knock down a three. Detweiler had the two early, and then Sophia Haverkamp has added a free throw. Kaya Taylor leading the charge for the Wildcats with 9 on 3 threes. Olivia Doney's played well here in the third quarter, all 4 of her points in this frame. Final 22 seconds in the quarter out of the timeout. Open for 3. It's an air ball. Schuster trying to chase it down, boxing out Tademan. And the possession arrow back to the Wildcats with now 17.1 seconds remaining in the frame. Let's check the look, see what they can get here. Into the front court, tanking high left, 10 seconds. Two dribbles, picks it up, Wilcott. Now 6, right side, touch for Lassie, off the window, hits the rim 4 times and falls through. Rebecca Lassie, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Domination station by the Wildcats. We got a final 8 coming up, but they lead here at Sabetha 35-6. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes coming up here in our girls' contest tonight. It's been all Wildcats of Holton en route for their fifth consecutive win, trying to go to 5-2 overall here on the road at Sabetha tonight. They enter the fourth quarter with a 35-6 lead. They outscored the Blue Jays 10-4 in quarter number three. Wildcats from left to right, opening possession of the final quarter. Lassie gets a touch, missing a shot at the heel. Wilcott fighting for the rebound, and they get the tie up there, which will give it to the Blue Jays off the possession arrow. So just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Got a boys game coming up, which is a good early season Big East League contest. Between two talented teams. Excited to see how the next few weeks play out and shape out here in this league. There's Wilcott again with a steal. 2-on-1 break up the floor. Layup good. Wilcott, the steal and the assist as Siegenhagen finds her first points here in the game tonight. 37-6. That should put us at a running clock here for the remainder of the game, with the Blue Jays now trailing by 31 in the early portions of the fourth quarter. And Wilcott hounding Haverkamp up top. They get a look inside. Schuster clearing the miss. That is five rebounds now for Elizabeth Schuster. 37-6 our score. Just a minute gone by here in this final frame. Here's Lassie, a touch. Schuster, a shot. Left it short. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Blue Jays. So again, the clock is moving. Running clock, final six and change here. Well, again, the Blue Jays, we've touched up on it around the halftime break. Blue Jays go to Raleigh County on Friday. Holton, they're going to be taking on Nemaha Central. Here's a whistle and a foul underneath as Detweiler had a chance for a shot. The foul's going to be on Tanking, and that's going to be her fourth. Tanking, who was leading the charge on offense in the first half for the Wildcats, has been quiet on that end of the floor since. Here is Michael setting it up for a right wing three, halfway down, no, and a rebound cleared away by Lassie. Wildcats push it up the floor, Tanking on the block, spinning, fading, leaving it short. Wilcott trying to reverse it up off the miss, couldn't get that one to go. And then Michael clearing it away off that other opportunity. 37-6. Running clock here for the final 5.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Michael again open, and she got this one to go. Much needed. Paxton Michael, left wing three. That is her team-leading 18th triple of the season. Makes it 37-9. 5:25 clock moving fourth quarter. Here's Tanking on the wing right. Schuster, free throw line, back to the bucket. Kicks it into the corner. Long two on the way, short. Lassie fighting for the rebound. They get her over the back. Well, she's certainly tall, listed at 6'1". Official not letting that one go, and it goes back to the Blue Jays. Wildcats, multiple subs. Taylor, Doney, and Larrison all checking back in. Blue Jays have Detweiler, Michael, also Haverkamp, Trahoda, and Kime on the floor. Under 5 minutes to go, clock moving. Running fashion here. in the fourth quarter. It's been dominated by Holton tonight, and Larrison comes away with a steal. See if she wants to go coast to coast. Had it knocked away in a foul. That'll be on the floor, picked up by Kime. The running clock at 4:24. Wildcats led by as many as 31 points here in this fourth quarter, as Morgan Tateman checks back in for the Blue Jays, replacing Chloe Detweiler. They get it to Lassie at the free throw line, bouncing it to Larrison, posting, firing, banking it, halfway down, and it falls out. Not sure how that one came out, but Haverkamp grabs the miss, pushing the tempo. Long pass to Michael, back up top. Now into the corner with Kime. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. 37-9 is the Holton lead, trying to go to 5-2. Trying to stay undefeated as well in league play. Here's Michael. Baseline drive up on Lassie. Great defense. Perfectly executed. Stayed up top. Pulls down the rebound off the block. Wildcats get it up the floor. And Taylor backs out and resets with under 3.5 left. 37-9, the Wildcats lead. Here's Doney. Now Lassie at the elbow, trying to go big to big inside. Larrison lost the handle, picks it back up. Now up top, a long three is nothing but net. That is Taylor Siegenhagen. So she's got five, all here in the fourth quarter, and it's 40-9 at 3 minutes to go. Lassie again holding her ground, and I think they get her here for the foul on the Blue Jays' drive to the bucket. Lassie picks up her second, team foul number three. Running clock at 2:45. Another sub coming in late. That's Tanking back in, and now a timeout on the floor, which will stop the running clock at 2:41. See if it's a full or if it's a 30. It is a full. We'll follow suit. All Wildcats here in the girls' game. 40-9 here at Sabetha. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
41 coming up in our girls' game tonight. It has been dominated by the Wildcats of Holton, leading the Blue Jays 40-9. This was a game where both teams struggled early offensively. Wildcats led 8-2 after one, but really blowing it open in the second quarter with a 17-0 advantage. They led 25-2 at the half, 35-6 to the end of three. They got it above 30 early in the fourth, put the running clock in effect, and right now 40-9, 2:41 left out of the timeout, so we're back up and running with Michael on the right wing. Up top it goes to Middle, left side pass to Haverkamp. Now a touch to Drahota on the elbow. Deep three, this is Haverkamp, it's off the heel, tipped out to the free throw line, collected by Siegenhagen. He'll slow it down here into the front court, final 2:20, Tanking on the wing left. Now Lassie, elbow jump shots, and that one a little bit strong. Blue Jays fighting for it, and now a foul after Middle picked up the loose ball. That's the fourth team foul as Larrison picked up her second foul there. So under 2 minutes to go. The Wildcats are going to go to 5-2 overall. It'll be their fifth consecutive win, and they'll go to 3-0 in Big East League play. Is another good play by Siegenhagen, deflecting a pass out of bounds. And this will drop the Blue Jays to 0-7 and 0-4 in league play. Final minute and a half, running clock in the fourth quarter. Larrison comes away with a steal off the inbounds. Siegenhagen into the front court. Had a steam, driving straight in, left side to Doney, thought about a three, instead Larrison a touch on the block, turning on a double, Lassie, they had her open underneath, but lost the handle, taken away. Five turnovers here in the second half by the Wildcats as we're down to the final 65 seconds. Still 40-9. Here's Drahota a look, left it short. And Tanking, instead of letting it go, grabbed the rebound underneath. Tanking casual into the front court near side from left to right with 51 seconds and counting. Impressive for the Wildcats, particularly on the defensive end, holding this Blue Jays team to just 9 points. As the Blue Jays with Michael grabbing that miss and now pushing the tempo. Final 35 seconds. See if they can get something positive into the books here. There's a whistle and a foul on Larrison on the baseline drive there by the Blue Jays and Haberkamp. Clock continues to run. It's down to 20 seconds, so maybe this will probably be it. They'll run it down. Free throws coming up here for Sophia Haberkamp, who has scored 1 point tonight. One of two trip at the line. She adds to it here. Knocking down the first free throw. Clock's going to stop right before the horn. Makes it 40-10. And the second is good as well. And that will run it out, and that will officially do it. A dominant performance by the Holton girls here tonight as they move to 5-2 overall. Their fifth consecutive win, and they're off to an undefeated start in league play as they dominate here at Sabetha tonight by a final score of 40-11. Postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. In between games, we'll talk about this girls one when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game gone final. All Holton here tonight at Sabetha. Wildcats with a 40-11 win. Dominant fashion. They put up a running clock in the fourth quarter. Logan, don't look now. Maybe the hottest team in the Big East. The Wildcats, five straight wins. They are 3-0 in league play. And again, dominant, particularly on the defensive end. Really the difference at second quarter, a 17-0 advantage. They led 25-2 at halftime. It's one of those nights of the Blue Jays. Just nothing was falling, even when they got the good looks. Just unfortunate how it kind of drew up for them. But a lot of credit defensively for the Wildcats in a big-time win.
Yeah, it's a big win. Obviously, it keeps you undefeated in league play for Holton. The only thing is you might be careful saying that because Silver Lake might not like that, Brandon. But obviously, when those two teams match up, that's going to be a heck of a game on the girls' side as well. Possibly could maybe even decide the league this year for the Big East girls' side of things. But for Sabetha, just another one of those games where turnovers really hurt. Obviously, I talked about it. I don't know what you had for the final turnovers for Bethesda. 29 last Friday.
Now, they kept it under that number, but again, 24, not ideal.
Just not ideal. Obviously, a little bit better. You know, you want to get it down. You know, most teams are going to be up around 10, maybe 15 in high school ball, but you just don't want to be up around, you know, 30 or even up around 25.
I think most coaches at this level will tell you, you know, 10 to 12, I think.
Yeah,
if you can
roughly.
Keep it around that, that gives you a pretty good numbers there.
The biggest thing for Sebesta, though, you just got to find the little things that you need that are good and just, you know, build on those, but also work on the things that you're just struggling with right now. And, again, turnovers is one of those type of things. The other thing is finding an offensive scoring rhythm, if you will. Just where can you get good looks and where is your strongest point on offense? Can you get is it the three-point line? You know, we saw it last year with Alexia Hayden for the girls' team. If she got a shot from three, she was pretty reliable on hitting him. Well, you can kind of tell that's what Sebesta with Paxton Michael is trying to do this year. It's not there yet. Obviously, you know, you don't want to tell somebody like Paxton Michael you can hit threes. Don't shoot them when you're not hitting because, you know, one three, you make it, you see it go in, it can build. So you just want to keep doing that kind of stuff, but biggest thing for Sebesta, you got Riley County on Friday, and then again that that makeup, if you will, with Newhall on Saturday. So two good teams coming up here in a 2-day stretch that you're gonna have to find something, and it's something quickly if you want to try to find a win, especially before the midseason tournament.
There's really no easy out in the Big East League, and obviously for Sebesta, just trying to right the ship, and it'll start Friday on the road at Riley County. Let's get you some of the numbers in this game. Again, the final score: Holton 40. Sebesta 11. Again, they led 8-2 after one, 17-0. The Wildcat advantage in quarter number two. They led it 25-2 at the half. They had it up to 35-6 at the end of three, and they hit an early bucket in the fourth, forcing the running clock the rest of the way, and going on to win by a final score of 40-11. So all eight players that got into the game for the Wildcats found points. And none of them in double figures. Kaya Taylor, 3 threes and 9 points. That's your top score in this game tonight. They got 7 from Lily Tanking. They got 6 apiece from Elizabeth Schuster and Brooke Wilcott. They got 5 from Taylor Siegenhagen. They got 4 from Olivia Doney. They got 2 from Becca Lassie. And they also got 1 point from Laura Larrison. Wildcats had 13 turnovers, 23 rebounds, and they hit 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Again, not much for the Blue Jays on offense. They got 3 points apiece from Kira Keim, Paxton Michael, and Sophia Haverkamp. And they also got 2 points from Chloe Detweiler. Audrey Herman did not score, but she did have 6 rebounds in the game. Blue Jays had 24 turnovers, 27 team rebounds, and they were 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. All right, quick player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, you look at the numbers, at least for the Wildcats, all 8 played, all 8 scored, nobody in double figures, nobody standing out in terms of that number, so to speak, but we were kind of talking before the break. We pointed at a girl like Brooke Wilcott, 6 points, 3 rebounds, but a stat we don't keep is steals. She averages over 4 steals a game, and I think she might have bumped that number up a little bit tonight, had at least 5 or 6.
Yeah, I don't think there's really one girl necessarily that kind of stood above the rest as far as really outshine everybody else on the team. But, you know, yeah, you just talked about it, the steals that she had. And obviously 4 of 6 at the free throw line is definitely a good number.
How many deflections does she also have that maybe doesn't go into the book, but or maybe
she
doesn't
got a
even
fingertip
lead
on
to,
the ball?
Exactly. How many times?
And how many of the steals did she not come away with? One of her teammates got because she deflected the ball.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, I think it's got to go to a girl like Brooke Wilcott.
Yeah, she's been great for the Wildcats so far this year. Again, the 5'11 senior. You know, not much in the scoring department tonight, but active on the defensive end. Had a few nice assists as well, and getting her teammates involved in what was a dominant Holton win tonight in the girls' game. They beat Sebesta again by a final score of 40-11. Wildcats are now 5-3 overall. They have won 5 in a row. And they are 3-0 in league play. Blue Jays, they drop to 0-7 and 0-4 in league play against Sebesta at Riley County on Friday night. Holton on Friday, they will be at Nemaha Central. So that's going to end our first half of the broadcast here tonight. Chance Link, our studio producer, we're going to send it back to him about 10 minutes roughly for the break time here. Then we'll come back and get you set for what we think, I believe, should be a very intriguing boys contest tonight. Early season test in the Big East for both these teams, Blue Jays and Wildcats. Boys game coming up here in about 10 minutes. Again, the final from the girls game, one final time. Again, Holton 40, Sabetha 11. We send it back to the studio back in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.